Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, Lucy Freeman, Jeff Thomas, Matt Rodriguez-Payne and James Everett. Now, before we make a start on your emails.
We're doing this, are we? We are. Okay.
We're not going to say what it is to the end. Let's have a recap on what happened this week in Ambridge.
What a very, very bad-tempered week in Ambridge we have had. We began it with Linda and Robert bickering about the cricketing. Harassment then joined in, still hell-bent on having Linda as president for diversity and that. So we ended up with the pair of them trying to campaign for each other. Linda only cares because she's seemingly obsessed with finding something for Robert to do. I'm still not quite sure why, unless she's having an affair. And if she is, I wish she'd tell us, as we could have sorely done with it this week. Other than that, what's the problem? Old blokes don't need a formal hobby. They have many informal ones, having a lot of opinions on things they don't know about, for one. Also accidentally knocking things over while poking about with a walking stick, farting quietly in the corner of pubs, knowing who lived everywhere 40 years ago, and borrowing each other's hedge trimmers. That's what the old chaps around here do anyway. I can't imagine Robert is much bother at home, and surely Ambridge Hall has enough rooms for her to be able to just go to the other end of the house and shout, "I can't hear you," every now and again when he tries to attract her attention until he settles down with Talking Pictures TV. Anyway, she may well come to regret her obsession, as after a brief dalliance with playing the mandolin, which is a bonkers suggestion as satsumas are so much easier, he has now decided to become Columbo, shuffling around the village in a stained mac, asking people all the questions the police have already asked them. I mean, I know harassment was never exactly convincing as a force of law and order, but the police do generally have some sort of means at their disposal to catch baddies. What's Robert going to do? Citizens arrest? Throttle them with his binoculars cord? The police have already watched the footage of the doorbells anyway. Which, if mine is anything to go by, mostly consists of DPD men throwing my parcels into the hedge and spiders bumping into the lens. Also, Vince has already had a bash at this, but at least he knew the baddies. If this storyline culminates in Robert accidentally uncovering some sort of clue, I shall despair. And also, Jolene, if you want people to treat you normally and stop asking you what the matter is, then for goodness sake, stop wandering around the village, wringing your hands, staring wildly, and behaving as if you're on a satellite link with a time lag every time anyone talks to you. Elizabeth, the fourth emergency service, turned up yet again at the ball and burst in on Jolene, who went through a lightning change of mood and agreed to get a grip if only Elizabeth would bugger off and leave her alone. Even Kenton managed to twig that something was amiss with Jolene after she told Fallon to get knotted when she asked to borrow some money. Kenton trotted round to Fallon's house and said she was like a daughter to him, whereas in actual fact her real father was making sandwiches in the pub next door, presumably. I like to think of Wayne Rogers like one of those Japanese soldiers in the Burmese jungle who were never told the war was over. He's just in the kitchen of the Bull making thousands of sandwiches every day, no idea what's going on. He was probably in there when the dog attack happened, up to his elbows in egg mayonnaise, wondering what all the noise was. What we all need to cheer us up, thought Kenton, is the world's most complicated game and me with a bloody whistle. It was a sort of Easter egg hunt, but I listened to it twice and I couldn't make head or tail of it. And to make the whole thing worse, Jolene decided to sing at it in a Stetson, like an Aldi Beyonce. Also, the winner of this Easter egg relay thing wins an overnight stay at Gay Grables. Really? Because relay is a team. So do they all share a room? Two wrapped up in the shower curtain, three in the bed and one in the bath? Many, many questions arose for me with the George Grundy storylines this week. Not the Hannah stuff, that is par for the course with Gorgeous George, but what I am wondering is who in their right mind wants to watch that Burke banter? Yep. Fit Chris shoeing a horse, yes, but a track-suited adolescent guffawing at his own jokes while standing next to a pony with no teeth? Jolene's barring of George was splendid to listen to and well-deserved, and then Emma hurtled down to the Bull like a mighty rushing wind as usual. full of her ever-present near-suicidal impulse to defend George against any criticism, despite mountains of evidence that he has always actually yes. done the thing she's hotly denying he did. She said, as she always does, that George has recently turned a corner. He's turned more corners than an F1 driver, but she remains positive. I think it's part delusion, part guilt and part defiance, but whatever it is, Emma needs to stop. Let him be barred. Let Hannah Riley hit him in the googlies with a well-aimed bat. Stop pretending that anyone's watching his bloody channel. But don't let Bartleby die, as I've only just got over Weaver. The end.
Bartleby. He's like part of the family. Say hello, Bartleby.
Yeah.
That was like a bit meta when George was doing his live stream, and then he said, "I'm going to edit in a Winnie from Bartleby."
Yeah, and then there was one on cue.
Then there was one. Yeah. I know. It's great. I don't know who's watching that stuff. It's quite long form as well, isn't it, for TikTok?
It's tedious shite. I know TikTok and Instagram is largely made up of tedious shite, but that's just ridiculous.
And however fit Chris is, I really zoned out of all that chewing stuff.
Yeah.
God, I would have just forgot. You don't need to put the instructional. That's for YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's for DIYers.
Well, he keeps saying it's for my YouTube channel. I think. Does he say my media channel or YouTube channel or something like that?
I don't think they would have mentioned YouTube, would they?
But it's just ludicrous. Who is watching that? Who?
Well, because that's the thing. I would have just sort of done a meme of Chris taking his top off or bending over the shoe.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, you can see that might have gone viral. But, well, clearly nothing's gone viral because George hasn't made any money off it yet. But I think he's, I don't know, but yeah. Yeah. Anyway, well, good luck to the lad, but I hate him. And
yes,
I'm
good
sorry.
Luck to him. I hope he.
I was so angry with Kenton and Emma because it's Jolene. If Jolene says you're barred for being disrespectful,
yeah,
I'm sorry, you're barred for being. They don't need customers like George and poor Brad, who's only spending £2 a night. Like,
and also Jeff did point out, why couldn't Brad have just given George the money? And then George could have paid for his own drink. He said, this is a stupid storyline, even by Archer's stupid storyline.
No, hang on a minute, because I would never have thought of that. I was feeling all uppity and like, too bloody right, Brad shouldn't be paying. And it's against the law.
Because even if he pays on a card, he just turns the card over, taps it. No one knows whose card it is.
I think the trouble with George is no one is just ignoring him.
Yes, he's getting too much attention all the time.
Hannah needs to just go, whatever, George.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, darling, you do that, sweetie pie. Don't you, go and be a naughty boy for a bit.
But
why everybody's indulging his awfulness.
Yeah.
And it's horrible to listen to.
Yeah, it really is.
It's so petty.
Turd.
Yeah,
yes.
But it was a shame, really, that he was sort of like, "Ooh, I'm going to tell my uncle that you fancy him." But Hannah is a grown woman, and I think she sort of, and George is a kid, and I think she probably would have gone, "All right, yeah, do whatever you like."
Well,
sweetie,
that's what,
you know.
Jeff and I were listening last night, and he said, "Have I missed something? Does George know? Has he got?" You know, has he filmed her talking about it or something like that? And I said, no, he's just, and he said, well, so he's just guessing then.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. So he said, so he hasn't actually got anything. Right, okay. I thought everything about it was awful.
Did you? I actually genuinely really enjoyed this week.
Golly.
Because I like the fluffy, I thought it was quite, I think as well, my 12-year-old was half listening this week.
Okay.
And it was all up her street.
You know,
the George getting barred, George, you know, Hannah fancying the sexy farrier.
Yeah.
The true crime
podcast.
Which
nice that you've got a fledgling listener, isn't it?
I know, Lucy, because last night we were driving down and I said, oh, does anyone mind if I put the Archers on? Because obviously we were listening to Taylor Swift the whole way.
Ugh.
And Eliza was like, yeah, I really like the Archers.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. And so then I gave everybody a synopsis of the Jolene dogfight, Kenton.
Yeah.
Now Jolene doesn't want anyone to. But that really baffled them because they kept saying, but why doesn't she want the police to find the guy? And I said, because the guy told her not to, and they said, but what's he going to do to her then?
Mm.
And I didn't know the answers.
No.
And in the end, I just thought...
You just have tremendous faith in the police, don't you? You just think, well, they will come and fix it all, and the bad man will go to prison, and everything will be fine.
But the trouble is, the bad man hasn't... He hasn't reappeared.
No.
He's not blackmailing her.
No.
Wouldn't it just be better if he was caught by the police? Or
yes.
That somebody else caught? Julian could just go, oh, I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
It was like, Robert found you on a doorbell. Yeah. So I don't know. It's confusing.
This was such a reach, this storyline. Such a reach. I think it's a way of getting them out of the ball and harassment and Fallon in the ball.
Yes, okay, but whatever.
But there must have been a better way of doing it than
I
this, because this is mad.
But I don't mind it, because it's soap opera-y, and it's one of those things, isn't it, where if you look at the storyline too deeply, it doesn't make sense.
If you start pulling on the thread, the whole thing unravels.
Yeah. If anybody asks a question about it, it doesn't
but
work.
But what? Never mind.
Just listen, okay,
just
guys?
Yeah.
Listen. Because then they kept going, whenever Linda turned up, they kept going, is that Jolene? Or when Hannah, is that Jolene? Oh. They were really excited.
Hi, I'm Jolene. Kids.
No, the scary sounding old lady, that's Jolene.
I'm going to put my Stetson on.
There was just, I don't know, I liked the way it was quite zippy this week and a bit weird and fluffy. And I genuinely... really enjoyed it.
I thought it was written I just didn't like any of it.
Did you not find it believable?
No, I found the dialogue incredibly
did
clunky.
You?
Yeah.
I genuinely didn't notice that. Mm. I think as well
But then we all have our favourite writers, don't we? And I settle back when it's certain writers. So I think, oh, lovely, good. It's the so and so.
Right, okay.
It's going to be really good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know who wrote it, but I didn't notice. I didn't think it was clunky. I thought it was soap opera-y in a way that is very appealing to, you know, to new listeners actually,
yeah.
And because it featured a bit of social media and crime. And I don't know, nothing really. Oh no, there was the cricket stuff, wasn't there? Yeah, that was disappointing, wasn't it? That was...
It's just pointless. Pointless.
But I liked it when they said...
to Robert, so hello, new Robert, and we like
you. But I think that's what it's been, hasn't it? It's been introducing us to new Robert. But I find Linda's relationship with new Robert is a bit more maternal or, I don't know, protective than... It feels like she's... taking a small child around with
her.
And then she keeps going, why don't you do this as a hobby? And then she ends up doing it with him.
Yeah.
Like the painting she ended up doing with him. And then he said, oh, why don't you come and do the true crime drama with me? And she went on that. So she's not actually, she can't quite let him go off on his own yet.
No. And also,
Robert.
What are his credentials for advising people on security?
I didn't believe that he was suddenly really triggered by... He was suddenly really worrying about Linda's...
Yeah.
I didn't believe that. I just thought, no, you just want to... Because it would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Looking at everybody's... Well, it would be fun to a certain extent looking at everybody's Ringo footage. Oh, my God. I accidentally slagged off someone's house on their doorstep. And I didn't know that a Ring doorbell records everything.
Oh.
So I was going, oh my God, wait, you see, it's I don't know the people that live there, but I'd been, it was a long story, but it's quite ostentatious inside.
Right.
And
okay.
I was telling my friend just, so, oh my God, wait till you go, and it's hilarious. But they're not going to look at the footage, are they? No one looks at it, do they?
No. Not unless anything happened at the same time.
No, you'd only look at the footage if there'd been a burglary.
If you'd smashed their window, then they might have a quick shifty to see what the hell you thought you were doing. Yeah.
But you could uncover some...
You could.
True
yes.
crime, couldn't you?
Yes. You can also uncover your teenage children having takeaways delivered at 2 o'clock in the morning. I've found.
You're spying.
And your house sitter letting people you've never seen before into your home.
Ooh, Lucy, yes. You were spying. It's like cameras on nannies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
Big Brother is watching you.
Yeah. Yes, it. Oh, it's just. It,
I thought Pick a Snell was funny. Pick a Snell. Also, what happened to Freddie and Robert in that scene? They went. It sounded like they'd gone back to the 1930s.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing.
Come on,
like
old boy.
Bingo Little and Freddie Threepwood in a scene, and you just think who?
Freddie said, "I say."
Yes, I know. I was going to message you and put, I say, and sip and I thought you'd never be listening at the same time as me, so you wonder what the hell I'm on about. But
annoyingly, I'd seen Toby, who plays Freddy, that day, and I didn't say, where have you been in the Archers? Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I didn't, because he was in that night. But if only I'd seen him the next day, I could have said, what happened? They're poshing him. No, I know he plays posher anyway, doesn't he?
Yes.
But it felt like they really.
But now really
he's really turning into
Junior Nigel,
yes,
isn't he? You know, Nigel in his Tim Beecham dressing up as a gorilla,
yes,
driving an ice cream van era.
Yes,
we've kind of just replaced, you know, father with son, haven't we?
But
exactly,
but
the same.
Yeah, it was
character apart from Freddie's sharper and pricklier than Nigel, but
it just went a bit PG Woodhouse, didn't it?
Really,
it
really, really did. Yeah.
Scene. And then it was a confusing scene because what was point?
Yeah, and also, can you imagine that Freddie going,
no,
I say, Robert, to then, you know, hanging out with Ben and Josh and, you know,
being
you know,
in prison,
DJing and everything else. You just think, well, what, you know,
poshest DJ on the planet.
Yeah, does he not know who he is? Or are we supposed to assume he has multiple sort of false selves because he hasn't found himself yet or what? It's just weird.
Because he can pull it off. You know, it didn't sound weird that he was saying it, but it sounded like we'd gone into a period drama because
yes,
suddenly there
absolutely
was a lot of old boy and...
Yeah.
And maybe that's always been there, but and it just, I don't know. I didn't understand why Freddie went through that rigmarole, though, of...
No.
Because does anybody really, does it really matter? It's
no.
One or the other.
No.
And there's probably, why didn't they just make him joint chair?
And also the president is just somebody that can pay for a cup. That's what you have a president for. It's the captain that matters.
Right, yeah.
The president's just there to, you know, run the meetings, ban the gavel and, you know,
do
fork
a
over a couple of hundred quid for a silver cup that what somebody wins once a year. That's it.
But, you know, it's good to get this cricket stuff. You have to have cricket stuff, don't
yeah.
you? This is
do you know
the
what
season.
You also need on Easter Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
A vicar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's the vicar?
Not
no, he'll be there.
Mention. No, nowhere. Nobody did anything Christian for Easter.
No,
nothing.
But we haven't had Easter yet, Lucy.
Yeah, but I've looked ahead and he's not in it then either.
Surely just... they're going to start with, what's an Easter song? I was trying to think of, because one of my favourite hymns, I don't know if it is a hymn, it's a primary school hymn, is Autumn Days When the Grass, you know that one?
No.
Oh, you probably didn't do Come and Praise.
No.
Anybody who did Come and Praise at primary school will know Autumn Days When the Grass is da-da and there's something on the something, them, that one. And it's about autumn, obviously.
Yes.
Is there a spring one / Easter hymn?
Right. Okay.
Is there?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Well, you mentioned the
spring
vicar.
Has sprung, the grass is risen. I wonder where the birdies is. That's the only one I know. That is not a hymn.
I'm looking it up. Matt will know. Oh my God, where's Matt when you need him? Matt, what is an Easter hymn? Because I bet there's a good resurrecting type.
Yes.
Surgy one. I'm going to see if
I am the resurrection. Maybe.
Oil in my lamp. That is not a. Oil in my lamp is not an Easter one. Oh, All Things Bride and Lord of the Dance. That's such a good one.
Mm.
That's quite Eastery.
Yep.
All Things Bright and Beautiful. What's the one that's, oh, you know, Morning Has Broken.
Is it Morning Has Broken? That one.
Like the first morning. I love that song.
Morning. What is a morning?
Is if you do a musical theatre voice, you
oh,
can't
I see.
Say
yes,
you're off.
Oh. Go with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, because
yes.
You have to open your mouth wider yes. to get the sound out. That's why musical theatre.
Welcome to Songs of Praise, ladies and gentlemen.
quack, quack.
Oh, God.
It's not working. Sorry, I digress. Okay, I can't believe Alan's not going to be on Sunday. That's actually terrible.
More importantly, well, I mean, maybe he is and they just didn't bother trailing it. But more importantly, even than Alan.
Yep.
Hannah Whitehouse says Easter is here, but no update at all on Helen's plans for cheese Easter eggs. But why?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Probably because the idea is an abomination, she says, and a Borsetshire blue one would look all oval, veiny and vile like a poorly farm animal's testicle. The very idea makes me do some sick in my mouth.
Me too.
Assuming they did trial them and people shared my view on the idea, she might have to push them out as a free gift with the veg boxes, which might actually work for the cow hides too. Can you imagine you order a veg box and you get a cow hide in it? That weighs about 300 tons.
Oh, great. Stink.
Yeah.
And then you open up the smelly cowhide and there's just onions that have started rooting inside. And then you're like, oh, that's so sweet. They put a white chocolate Easter egg in. Yum. And then you took a bite. You'd never recover from that.
No.
You would never recover. No.
It's
from
like
eating,
when you think you're eating a roast potato and it turns out to be a roast parsnip.
Oh, Lucy, the worst.
The worst.
It's like putting a nappy in your mouth.
Yes.
Oh, God. No, cheese eggs should have been banned long ago.
Yeah.
In Ambridge.
Talking of things that should have been put down, how do we feel about Bartleby?
I think that the Bartleby being the oldest horse story, I think I said this last week, is a good idea. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay, it is. And, therefore he can't ever die.
Ever?
No,
okay.
Never.
Right.
Well, I mean, he can go for at least another 10 years.
So he's going to be the
world's
first eternal horse, not
yes.
just... Okay, right.
I mean, they could sort of phase him out, couldn't they? But it would be awful if he died. Do you think it looks like he... It might be...
I really don't know. I can't tell where it's going. I mean, I don't know whether it's supposed to show that Georgie has a heart.
Yes. Yeah, it could be.
But I'm not convinced he has, judging by the bitching he's doing about having to pay for everything. But I mean, at least he did go and tell his parents and then say, we need to pay for all this stuff for Bartleby.
And also, that is really expensive.
It really is. Yeah.
So actually, I don't know how they are affording
someone else
that
is going to have to either adopt it or something, aren't they? Him.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, all props to George for trying to monetize for the sake of Bartleby.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that's not why he started his channel, is it? But I did like Jacob when he was like, go on, I'll give you publicity. You can get like... And he was like, why would I even need it? I'm so busy at work. I don't want any new clients, thanks.
I think I think the era of the influencer is on its way out, isn't it? Thank God.
Oh, and what do you remember when we used to get Hoovers, Lucy?
Yeah.
Carpet cleaners.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
Yeah. But I think it's kind of because because as always, you know, what starts off as a relative, not sensible idea because it's absolutely ridiculous, but a sort of, there is an element of sense to it. And then it gets, people immediately take the piss and then the whole industry gets completely trashed. So, you know, these loonies that say, can I book a table for four in exchange for exposure? And then everybody replies back with a very smart-ass comment and then puts it on Instagram. So it doesn't, you know. They get the exposure anyway, and also the influencer gets a good kicking, which is also what they need. But yeah, it's... And I think Georgie's sort of supposed to represent that, isn't he? They're kind of the idea that you can pay for everything with clicks and exposure and whatever, and actually... It doesn't make any difference in the real world to people.
Oh, yeah. Poor George. Also, with all his editing skills and his video stuff, well, I'm sorry, but there's AI coming.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just... Because I guess we had all been led to believe that George was on a better path.
Yes.
And...
Yeah.
And then... And actually, it really made me cross Emma because...
Yeah.
I just thought it's just blimming disrespectful to your boss and to your pub.
Yeah.
That if somebody has, even if it's a tiny thing, it wasn't that they didn't get barred because Brad tried to pay. They got barred because George was so rude.
Yeah.
And actually, it was annoying that Brad didn't say to Emma, actually, George was really bloody rude.
Yeah.
I don't know why Brad bothers with George.
Well, someone said on Twitter today, why is he still going around with him?
I know. It's like he's there to sort of, you know, make sure he doesn't go too far. Yeah. But he is just so insufferable.
The thing that makes me feel really sad is that when Emma's defending him, you can hear that she doesn't believe it herself.
Yeah, exactly. She's so desperate for him to stay on the right track, isn't she? But she's completely deluded.
Yeah, and totally.
Poor Jolene was so hurt.
Yeah.
Well, it's everything's spiraling for Jolene. Do you think on Easter Sunday there will be a showdown with the guy turning up at the last minute, seeing as she's going to put on all her finery and do a Easter egg?
Well, is she now? Because she sounded really worried. But no, you wouldn't be threatened by Robert Snell furtling around at people's Ringo footage, would you?
I would have just been like,
particularly
whatever.
Most people have it set to delete after like 10 days anyway, because it takes up massive amounts of storage. So no one's even still got the footage. So, you know.
I think I would have, if I was Jolene, I would have taken Linda aside and just gone, is he okay?
Have you, Linda, as a hobby, have you considered pornography? It's freely available. It'll keep him busy for ages. It's good for his heart, probably. And, you know,
What I really loved was Elizabeth coming in and going, don't worry, darling, I'll sort it out. And then, you don't watch Queer Eye, do you?
But yes.
Okay, so in Queer Eye, there's the hero. There's like these guys who are helping someone who's in trouble or having a tough time or something. And Karamo is the counselling guy and sort of the mental health expert. And so the hero who's going through a difficult time or, you know, has a terrible relationship with their father or there's something terrible going on with them. Karamo sits down with them and is like, everything's rock bottom, blah, 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 blah. And then Karamo says, we'll just sort of say three motivating phrases and the hero will just go, yes. Oh, my God, I can face the world now. And it takes 25 seconds for him to have gone from really being on the edge to being the happiest person in the world. Yeah. And that's exactly what Elizabeth did.
Yeah.
She sat down and she said three motivating things.
This isn't the Jolene I know.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
This isn't the Jolene.
But Jolene was just thinking, oh, would you just piss off? And she, yes, all right, fine, I'll do it, whatever.
No, but it was, exactly. But again, it was just so weird, wasn't it? Because it went from Jolene and this terrible depression to going, I'm surprised she didn't burst into song then and there. Because it felt like the beginning of a, I've got this, electricity. It was one of those sort of moments, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And annoyingly, it just made Elizabeth feel smug again. I've sorted her out, actually. Because it always comes back down to Elizabeth, doesn't it? It always comes back around to, I've been there, Jolene.
Yeah.
I'm the expert in this field. So everything I say, you're going to do, and you're going to feel so much better.
But, and if you don't, I'm going to come back again in about 2 hours and tell you how busy I am, and I haven't got time to do this, and yet here I am. What a pillar.
So that was weird, wasn't it?
It's very weird.
But did you, no, because I think she's going to put her Stetson on, get all sort of and then the dog man, well, I can't remember his name, is going to come back and then she's going to go, actually, I'm feeling really good now, and she's suddenly turned into an American. Or she's going to get her pistol out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Did you know, by the way? Sorry, I got temporarily distracted then thinking about Queer Eye. Did you know that JVN's been done for bullying?
What? You're joking?
No.
Are you sure it's just not one allegation that's not
true? No, it's repeated and it's been the crew and it's been his co-stars and one of them's left because they don't want to work with him anymore.
Yeah. Bobby? Is it Bobby? I think Bobby's left.
The home one? The one that does the houses, yeah.
No, it's not because of Jonathan.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not a very nice man. But I love him. I want him to come and do my hair. Oh, Lucy,
I think he's probably nice when he's doing your hair. He's just not very nice to work with.
The trouble is, of course, he's a diva because he is a diva.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, that's terrible. Mm. Well, it's fine. Karamo can just go round to Bobby and just go, just sort of, you know.
Yeah. Sort him out.
Sort him out.
Just say three inspiring things.
Three things and a big hug.
And or and maybe Elizabeth could do that. She's probably got some a window in her schedule of doing absolutely bugger all, as far as I can tell.
They would love Elizabeth. I think they'd find her so cute.
I really want to know what's happening at Lower Loxley.
What do you mean? Just bumbling along.
We went to a restaurant the other night, Jeff and I, and I said to him, this is exactly what I imagined that restaurant at Grey Gables to be like.
Was it a little bit dusty?
And slightly very enthusiastic staff who'd been told to say all the right things and just kept repeating them because they'd been told to say them. Really, really lovely food. So clearly Ian Craig was at the helm, out the back.
Great.
No pizzas. But I sort of thought, yes, this is exactly the clientele and it's exactly the sort of, the kind of place. And then I suddenly got really sad because I thought, I want to know what's happening at Gay Grables.
Well, it's usually they have egg rolling, don't they, at Easter?
Mm,
they have a traditional day.
Yes. Now they just have egg rolls, probably.
Good one.
That's it.
Cracking, Lucy. That's
it. Oh, my God. Oh, no, we're not doing traditional Easter. Quack, quack.
Sorry. I'll give up.
Now, do you remember last week you were talking about that thing where you your friend who can't picture things in their heads?
That's it.
And I said, oh, it's called blah, blah, blah. Having an ill-advised stab.
That sounds about right.
Yes, and it was completely wrong.
Oh.
Of course. So I apologise to anyone who has got the thing I said it was because it wasn't. Shelley Eden has it. It's called aphantasia.
That's exactly what it's called.
She said, I have it. I can't form clear pictures in my mind's eye of anything. I would make a hopeless eyewitness. In particular, I can't describe anyone's face. Unless it's someone I know very well, I can't remember if they have a beard or wear glasses, colour of their eyes, forget about it. If I'm meeting someone, even someone I know well, I worry sometimes that I won't be able to recognise them because I can't actually bring to my mind what they look like.
That's what my friend said.
It's never, in fact, a problem because as soon as I see them, I remember them. And ironically, I never forget a face. So there you have it.
Wow.
She said her predictions are Harrison will not be fired. All will be forgiven with Alice. Harry will come back into her life reformed and they will get together. Mm. Sorry, reformed, not reformed, like some sort of luncheon meat. Anyway.
Might be revoiced.
Yeah, Alice and Chris will not get back together.
No, I don't think so.
She said, I visited London recently from New Zealand and when I was thinking of friends to visit, I thought of you and Harriet. And then I remembered that we weren't actually friends.
mate, you could have DM'd me. Could have shown you the sights of
Shelley,
London.
She never checks her DMs, so it would have been completely pointless to have DM'd her. Absolutely no point.
Oh, I would have replied after about 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, Shelley. 6 months. Would you go, oh, sorry, I never saw this. Sorry.
Look me up next time.
I could not disagree with you more, Shelley. I think Harrison will be fired.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because you're insistent they're going
yes, they're going to the bull. Yeah. And I think Harry might come back into her life reformed. But I don't think he will come back into her life reformed. And I think Alice and Chris will get back together. So there.
I think Hannah and Chris will get together.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, okay. Yeah. What's the point of her fancying him otherwise?
Because it gives Georgie.
Except because of George.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they will get together. I think Hannah needs... Hannah's
sex.
Quite prickly. Yeah, exactly. She's quite uptight, isn't she?
She's a bit...
She just does a thing. It's like if she was having a bit more sex, perhaps, she could have just laughed George off.
Yeah.
And just
but because
gone.
She's so sensitive about,
yes,
about
so
it
sensitive.
Being it's noticed that all of a sudden, aww, George has now got that. If she could have even faked not caring,
yes,
she would have spiked Georgie's guns. But
yes.
Steve Barry says, am I the only person who cannot remember Stella and Hannah ever being in the same room together, yet now they are besties and Stella is giving Hannah advice on her love life? Well, it's because they're living together,
yeah,
isn't it? They're flatmates. Yeah. How is War Ruthie going to react? First, Stella starts going out with her daughter, and now she has another friend. She will explode.
Explode.
Yes, but Ruthie tends to forget that she has friends until she needs them, and until they get another one, and then she gets very, very, very anxious, doesn't she? Or possessive.
I had a friend called Usha once.
What happened to her?
Strange.
Where's she gone?
Alan. Have you seen Usha?
Have you seen that woman that used to go around with you? Alan's on his motorbike touring the British Isles. He's not. What's Easter? Easter. Oh, Easter. Oh probably
shit.
Somebody.
Oh, quick, yeah. I need to get back. Oh, Easter.
I couldn't do the Maundy Thursday washing of the feet, so I just gave everybody pedi vouchers for Febreze and Felbisham. Ryan McConnell has a startling plot prediction. You ready for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Harry kill Ardil's fiance while drunk driving? The answer to that, Ryan, is no.
No, but
because
what an incredible
Harry
thought.
Would be in prison for manslaughter.
Unless he hadn't been captured, Lucy.
Captured. He's spent more time at the police station than Harrison has. I think they'd have, however crap the Borchester police are, I think somebody wandering in and out of the police station on a fairly regular basis.
His fingerprints look similar to you, boss.
Not just his fingerprints, it's his face and everything about him.
Oh my God. I think that's an awesome
Ryan, you should be writing the script, but that's not that didn't happen. Okay, this is a mundane plot prediction from Richard Keeling, who says, we know that Justin and Stella know each other prior to... I love it. Richard Keeling, he's like Conspiracy Keeling.
Him and Robert should get together and look at some doorbells.
We know that Justin and Stella know each other prior to her coming to Ambridge. Didn't Justin recommend Stella for the job? Yes, he did. But we don't know how they know each other. I'm wondering if there might be some big revelation now Justin's ex-wife is on the scene. When Miranda and Brian were talking about Justin offering Stella the board job, Miranda referred to Stella as your farm manager, which gave the impression she doesn't know Stella's name yet. Who am I kidding? It's probably just a case of all farming folk know all farming folk. It could be, but also, yes, it's when they don't talk about, when they don't give names, that's often because then we all go, ah, but she knew it was Stella. Oh, no, actually, they didn't say the name. So no. So yes, good Conspiracy Keeling. Mm-hmm. I am slightly more inclined to listen to that one than any of your usual deranged ramblings. And he also says, so George is still a little shit then. I find it quite reassuring, actually. I always felt a bit let down by the storyline that he just saw the error of his ways one day. Kenton's gone down in my estimation. How dare he stand there and patronise Jaylene when a jumped-up little brat like George is talking
to
her that way? They both need to sleep with one eye open. Jolene has links to the Black Country Mafia after all. I'd love to know how many followers George has on his social media channels. I reckon 12. No, actually, I reckon 112, and 100 of those are fake accounts made by George.
All those horrible, what look like sexy ladies.
Oh, yes.
That you know, send messages in your DMs.
Yes.
That's why I don't read my DMs. So many sexy ladies in there wanting to DM me. I love it when
those bots send them to the wrong Twitter account.
What do you mean bots, Lucy?
Oh, sorry,
real people,
sexy
ladies. Surely.
A sexy lady did send a message to Coventry Cathedral, who replied back and said, thank you very much for the offer, madam, but we're a 17th century cathedral in the Midlands.
That's so funny. Kenton, I was really cross with Kenton as well.
Yes.
He was really patronising to Jolene. And George is not a valued customer. He's an 18-year-old prat.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't really understand why they're at the pub so much anyway.
No.
I thought youth never went to the pub.
My children love the pub here.
Do they?
They love it.
Oh, that's nice.
There is
well, it's
darts.
Probably a gorgeous pub, isn't it?
No, not really. But there's darts and there's other people that they probably like that.
Oh, that's good.
Beer,
that's reassuring.
And, yeah. No, they really like it. Kate Lloyd-Jones says, Febreze's outside broadcast from the Battle of Ambridge last week reminded me of my younger days when Dr. Locke, a Sealed Knot member, and Debbie were involved in a reenactment of the Battle of Hassett Bridge. There was also some adventurous riding exploit Debbie undertook, recreating the derring do of a historic woman, possibly with Pargeta connections, riding a great distance in full period get-up. We were led to imagine Margaret Lockwood in The Wicked Lady. Certainly there were allusions to her heaving bosoms. Goodness me.
That must have been fun.
I don't imagine Debbie
episode.
Having bosoms, really, heaving or otherwise.
Oh, I think she does.
I think she's quite flat-chested.
Do you think she's, I don't. I actually think she does have bosoms.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I think she's quite bosomy. I think all the Aldridges are bosomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
I don't at all.
Yeah, no, I think they definitely are.
Okay. We think too much, don't we?
About bosoms. Definitely.
That's all the ladies DMing me.
God, I can't get it out of my head.
Kate Lloyd-Jones also says, in the last episode, you were trying to assure Joanne she had nothing to worry about for Bartleby. I've only heard up to Tuesday's episode and it's not sounding very hopeful with the expensive special feed and meds, as well as the detail about his dental issues. I did like Jakob educating George that not everyone will do something for free in return for a bit of exposure on the socials. Before anyone says George is dreaming of living off monetizing the old Dobbin, I have a few channels appear in my YouTube feed where the creator appears to live solely off posting videos of day-to-day activities with their dog.
Fair point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of mundaneness. And actually, I suppose a horse is a... There must be a lot of horsey ones though, mustn't there?
Yeah.
But he's got an angle with oldest horse in the world.
Has he though?
Has he?
No.
Has he?
Yes.
He's got a sexy uncle. Stick the sexy uncle in front of the unsexy horse. And you've got a hit.
Matt Rodriguez Payne says, can we have more Miranda? And he wants her to let Justin's secret out of the bag, or at least have some fun with his discomfort. And he said he is thrilled that his little what the hell is going on sting is developing traction with some of your listeners. He says, please can you jokingly inform them, however, that as the copyright owner, I am owed 0.042p, 0.042 pence per sing or play, or a cease and desist will be issued by my solicitors Grundy, Elliot and third name. And can I nominate Georgie for Nobber of the Week for obvious reasons, or Jolene for barring our lovely Brad for guilt of a crime he wasn't ever going to commit? Well, should she have barred?
Well,
the thing is, Brad can't come into the pub on his own. He can only because he's underage.
Well, she was barring out of principle at first, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And sort of principle that Brad
and
was
then
going
provocation.
To... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and also, as Jolene said, they've only been barred for a day.
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
No, but... she said, it's only been a day.
Yes, no, sorry, I know she said that, but that's the thing, it's not like... It's really not the end of the world if an 18-year-old is barred.
And also Emma's getting way ahead of herself saying, well, I was going to leave anyway because of my setting a business with Ed. And I thought, oh, Eddie's going to go batshit when he finds out you've just chucked in the only regular income you've got, you prannit.
And actually, George is 18. Why is he not paying for his own phone contract? He has a job.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I find that really annoying, the whole... You know, phones are just so annoying anyway, but they are not, you know, an 18-year-old should, if they got a job, they should be paying for their own phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And, so now we've got James Everett says that he is back.
What the L is happening?
What the hell is happening here?
Okay. So, do you remember?
That was live.
Yeah.
So it will be out of sync in the.
Do you remember the one he did the week before last, which was Miranda having to be rushed away to change her dress.
Yes, that was brilliant.
Yes, we were right. James says Miranda had to change her dress because it was the same dress the mayor's wife was wearing.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
And it was the 2016 Food and Drinks Awards. At this awards, Helen also won Best Artisan Product for Borsetshire Blue. But Pat had to collect the award as Helen was in prison.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Now, this is this week's. Ready?
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, can't come too soon.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Is Alice here yet?
Just over there.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, it's old Chris.
Yeah, to be honest, I think they're going to have a struggle to get planning permission with the place they're thinking of.
Which is?
On the Leighton Cross Road.
Well, why is that then?
Too many well-heeled neighbours.
Ah. Well, I hope it works out.
Thanks.
Have you received an invitation to Jim Lloyd's Roman Orgy?
not that I'm aware. No.
I expect it's on the way. As it came with a rather strange attachment. Half academic lecture, half fashion notes.
I fancy a...
Oh. We didn't hear that. Was that Chris... to Chris.
Yeah.
And then it cut out.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on in there.
There was.
Old Chris. Funny how... Who was trying to build a house on Leighton Cross? Was it the Grundys?
No.
Who was it?
It
does ring a bell. No, because they said, no, there's too many well-heeled neighbours.
Neighbours. Shall I play it again?
No, I think it was something like, was it Susan and Neil? Weren't they going to build a house?
They did, Ambridge View.
Yeah, so I wonder if that was where they were originally going to put it.
Mm.
And because I remember the toga party, or the Jim was going to have a Roman party.
Stage, Jim didn't like anybody in the village, so why was he having a party for them?
So did James say what year that was?
Nope.
I don't think it was that long ago.
David sounded younger, and old Chris, because new Chris has been in it a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has actually. I'd forgotten there was an old Chris.
Yeah.
Sounded quite sweet.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to do it anymore.
Got bored. Boring.
It's boring. I don't like this. We never get any good storylines. We went to Glastonbury, got married.
No, they went to Vegas, didn't they?
Yeah, we never get any good storylines, and then he leaves, and then immediately Alice becomes a raging alcoholic, and he's kind of spends off his...
There's
more airtime than anyone else throwing himself at the bathroom door, but anyway, there we go.
They didn't tell me I was sexy at the time. I just stayed.
No one said I was good looking. Bloody hell. I wonder what they think they look like. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. You have to go, you'd have to perform it thinking that you look like you. Don't you
Would
think?
You?
I don't know, because what else is there? Well, unless you've just created this whole backstory and you're stunning. But I wonder if as a casting brief, they include appearance. I doubt it.
Well, they can't, can they? Because they're always so vague about...
No, but it does, because if you know you're a good-looking person, then that might give you a bit more... That might mean the character has more self-confidence.
So maybe they give you you're a 7 out of 10 or you're a 2 out of 10 or whatever.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that was Susan and Neil.
Okay.
They were talking about Susan and Neil, who are going to build a house.
Right.
And I don't know what Chris was doing. And Jim's Roman toga party.
I think it was Miranda and Justin Elliott going to build a house.
But then why would they have said there's a lot of well-heeled...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So...
Abattoir. That's my go-to answer to everything. Is it abattoir? No, it isn't.
Is it? Abattoir. Well, we will...
Abattoir.
Abattoir.
As Linda would say. What did she say this week? There was another...
Did she do a word?
She said...
Of course she did.
I can't remember what she was on about, but she said,
It's weird, isn't it? It does take a bit of getting used to Linda having a Robert back.
Yeah.
Because they're spending so much...
I was going to say, they're now bloody inseparable.
Because before, it felt like Linda was always out busy, blah, 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 and Robert was sort of always at home in the library he was always at home and she was always out and about.
Yeah.
And now she's trying to, for no apparent reason, get him a hobby, where even he's like... I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they run a B&B. That's quite a lot of work.
It is.
He's constantly changing sheets.
Lots of animals. Yeah. You know.
It's really weird, that, isn't it? But I know it's just for storyline purposes.
Plotical purposes.
Plotical.
And now we are crossing over to the sketch. And as I haven't decided which one we're putting in yet, I can't give you a run-up at it. So you're going to have to guess.
Hello, hello, it is me, Fabrizio Frelpisham, looking like I have just stepped out of the salon, because I have. Today, I am doing a ramble. Rambling is when people walk about on fields with maps and get lost, and the farmer take pot shot at their bobbly at. But it is important part of England rural culture, so I am do it. Mrs. Linder Smells OB is the expert on it, because of course she is. So I am doing ramble with her and fitness group. Over to you, Mrs. Smells OB.
Safety is paramount when you are contemplating a ramble in the countryside, Febreze. Equipment check, everybody. Firstly, does everyone have wet weather gear? Pip, you've got your North Face. Good. Natasha?
I've got my dry robe. I'm never out of it.
I've got my promotional cagoule. Came free with a mouse mat when we registered with Business Link Borsetshire. He says, see Emma Grundy and get wood.
That hardly seems appropriate, Emma. And are you sure it's sturdy enough?
We're only going up Leaky Hill, Linda, not the north face of the Eiger.
People have been airlifted off smaller peaks than this, Natasha, believe you me. I don't want to be on the 6 o'clock news in a tinfoil blanket being stretchered through the village. Now, what about you, Febreze?
I have ski jacket that make whoosh noise when I walk, so I sound very outdoorsy.
Yes, I think the salopettes may be a bridge too far, but we'll see. And the helmet. Are you concerned about head injuries?
No, I did an air mask and I need to keep it hydrated.
Very well. Footwear?
Here. Oh, I see. A clumpy boot like Robocop. I feel so butch. I might keep it on for Jax later.
Do we all have drinks? It is important to remain hydrated.
I've got Red Bull. I'm doing a shift at the pool after this.
Daiquiri in a can?
Water would be far better, Febreze.
It is strawberry. One of my two a day.
Very well. Now, we're taking this path around Lakey Hill, getting views from all aspects before we summit.
Did you say summit?
Yes. Peak. Before we peak.
Way too soon, probably. I am tired already.
Just stop and breathe then, Febreze. Look, from here you get a panoramic view of the whole of Ambridge.
Yes, you can see all of it. But to be very honest, I could see most of it from the car park in the Bull, where I will sit in my woohoo.
That's not the point, Febreze. Being up here means you get to put it into its geographical context.
And you get a bit of fresh air and fat off your ass.
Fresh air make me cough, and all the fat off my arse is recycled, thank you. What do you think my cheek filler is?
Oh, that's disgusting. So when you talk, you're literally talking out your arse.
I was rather hoping you would be inspired by the beauties of nature and engage in a rather more wholesome dialogue.
Well, I can't look at him now, thinking about all that wobbling about inside his face.
It is not wobble about. It is smooth and shiny, like Amanda Alden's forehead.
That's even worse. It's solid. Your bum is just sat there. On your face.
Look at the view. Look at it. Does it not inspire you? Does it not make your troubles feel as if they are melting away?
Yeah, maybe, actually.
Yes. I am taking breaths to flush out toxics. In and out.
Look, there's the green, looking like a little green. And there's the bull.
It looked like a little dolly house. Oh, my God! There is a man clamping my woo-hoo. Get away, man. Get away. Quick. Linda, what is fastest way down? What is postcode up here?
Why do you want the postcode?
I'm calling a cab. If God had meant us to ramble, he would not have made Uber. Hello? Hello, Rex?
So that was it.
Is it Alan doing a speech, doing a sermon? Sorry, not a speech.
It would have been if anybody could have done Alan, but...
Jeff could do Alan.
Jeff's too low and you're too high, so, you know, what? I'm stuffed, aren't I?
Matt. I bet Matt's got a good Alan up his sleeve. Come on, Matt. You can audition. if anyone wants to audition for Alan. Ambridge@thecouch@gmail.com. No, it's not Ambridge at the couch. Sorry.
Ambridge at the couch.
Ambridge on the
couch. Know our own email address. So that's it. You can go off and play Easter's now.
I can't wait to do... I love Easter egg hunts. Mm. So, Lucy, did you spot my Easter eggs?
When you kept quacking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was an Easter egg hunt for the listener.
Okay.
So if anybody knows how many Easter eggs there were, you'll have to listen all over again. Lucky you. I probably should have said it at the beginning. No, because I was trying to... We were trying to put Easter...
We weren't trying to do anything.
I wanted to put Easter eggs in the podcast.
Right.
But that's a hard thing to do.
It is a hard thing to do.
On the audio.
Yes. And also a pointless thing to do. Also.
Are you cooking a Easter lunch?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you going to the pub?
Maybe.
You haven't got a little lamb in your oven?
No, I've got a freezer full of lamb.
Have you? You're not getting it out of the freezer?
No, we're going to eat it nice and crispy and cold. Chewy.
Just saw bits off.
Like a lamb leg lollipop.
Like biltong.
Yes. Right, so this week, because of George's caveman-like behaviour toward, every woman in his life, really, Matt has done us a Flintstones Archers mashup.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes.
Oh, that will be so fun.
Oh,
I'd love that.
Okay.
Well, happy Easter, everybody.
Yes,
buona Pasqua.
Yes.
And thanks for listening. Thanks for liking. Thanks for subscribing. Thank you for reviewing. And yes. Thank you for your emails, as always.
Yes. And also thank you for being a lovely bunch of people who don't who don't take this stuff too seriously and be nasty to each other. So thank you for that.
Oh, dear.
Or to us.
No.
So you're just really nice.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Yes.
What? There must be a couple who aren't.
Did you know that somebody on the Archers, BBC somebody, said that we have the nicest bunch of listeners? They said in terms of... You know, character and sort of civilized behavior. They said we have the nicest ones.
Oh, that's nice. Have they met all our listeners?
Yes, every single one of them.
I'm not saying our list. I mean, the list. I'm assuming 99.9% of our listeners are delightful and wonderful, but surely there's got to be one who's a bit of a prick. And I hope there is, because we can't all be too good.
No. We've got to have a Georgie.
We've got to have a Georgie.
Yeah.
George!
And if you don't know who the Georgie is, it's you. There we go.
Thank you for being great.
Yes. Right, so we have a bit of Flintstone now?
Do okay. Let's.
Enjoy your Easter eggies, everybody.
Yes.
And speak to you next week.
Goodbye.